This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z. Welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in. Well, another big weekend going on in the world of Doc Dogs. 6 events going on. I'm going to go through them real quick here because we got a jam-packed show. We got Gander Mountain in DeForest, Wisconsin. That is July 17th through the 19th. And let's see, that is one of the Doc Dogs worldwide events. Have Bay Creek on the eastern shore of Virginia. That's a wild card qualifier. July 17th through the 19th. Also brought to you by Zooks at Shields Outdoor Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, July 18th and 19th. Also going on, the Windy Classic, brought to you by Hudson Valley Doc Dogs, one of Doc Dogs' affiliate clubs, July 18th and 19th. And how about the Hastings River Town Days, brought to you by Doc Dogs' affiliate club, the Doc Dogs Northern Stars, July 18th and 19th. Also brought to you by Glycoflex, July 18th and 19th. It is week number one of the Franklin County Fair in Columbus, Ohio, a Doc Dogs worldwide event. So there you go, 6 big events going on this weekend. Hope everyone's going to get out to one of them and jump their puppy dog. Should be a good time. All right, in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs, I had a great conversation with Jay Harris and Deb Harris. Talked to them a bit about their adventure at the Tin Wolf Inn a couple weeks back at one of Doc Dog's regional championships. The regional championships are their road to worlds. Everyone trying to qualify and get those invites to get to those world championships in Dubuque, Iowa this fall. I talked with Jay and Deb. They seem to have such a great time. They loved it. I think it was one of their favorite events, as they'll attest to during the interview, especially when it came to dueling dogs. They did a little head-to-head in the family there, and I think they had a great time. So here's my conversation right after these messages.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's Glycoflex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. Glycoflex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
All right, my guests for this interview are Jay and Deb Harris. Yay, Jay and Deb Harris.
Hello. Hello, Jim.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Just got home a little while ago and sitting out here around the pool and just relaxing and winding down with my beautiful wife.
That's awesome. Deb, you still there, or did you hang up once we started recording?
I'm still here, Jim.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure. So you guys been having a great Doc Dog season so far. I see you out and about. We haven't been at any events together yet. We'll see how the year comes. We'll see you in Dubuque, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We'll be there like last year. We'll be flying in on Wednesday and flying out on Monday, and I think that's something that some people just don't understand, that we come into the world without a dog, and we're not going after invites and everything, and but it's been grand. I mean, it's something that we started doing and really enjoying it, you know.
Yeah, well, I know there's people that get it. And they understand, but there might be some other people, or they're not clear, or they're not familiar with your MO there. So, I'm looking forward to it. I think we should already plan to and invite others. We'll go and have that liquid while the others are standing in line for whatever reason to check in.
Exactly. I know what you mean there.
Was that our picture last year where the veterans knew what to do while the others stood in line or something like that?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Exactly. You know, it's not our first rodeo. And, this is our 11th year in Dot Dolls, and it has been everything that I wanted it to be so far, and I don't see anything being any different the rest of the year. I know there's a lot of people that would love to see us at a lot of events, but, it's kind of things have changed in our lives, and it's just not, I just can't go to all the events that I used to go to. And so I kind of pick and choose and spreading love, as I call it.
Yeah, well,
experiences.
Well, Carolina Dock Dogs has had a number of events over the past few years, been very busy down there. So it's fortunate you got such a great club down there that's, obviously well-experienced and has been, doing such a great job continuing on. I think there's an event or two you weren't able to make or you can't make because of your schedule, and everything still just goes great.
Oh, yeah. We've had two events. Had the first weekend in May, and then we just had a over-the-top event in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the first weekend in June that had 200-plus entries. And, it's just the mindset has really changed for the club. We're looking at signing multi-year contracts now. And, I have to pinch myself every other day that all the emails I'm getting and requests for, talk about events, and we're gaining members. Yeah, we're losing members every now and then, too, but, that's the par for the course,
Yeah, and that's how the clubs go and stuff like that, but no, you guys have done a phenomenal job. It's just been fantastic over the years, and I always enjoy coming to a Carolina Dock Dogs event, and it's about time I probably get to one again soon, so I'll be looking into that and see what I can do.
Well, we got two more events. One of them should be posted hopefully in the next few days. All the paperwork's at the worldwide office, and the September event should be posted. I'm really looking forward to it because the host is going into it not a one and done. They're going into it with the attitude, the first one is the hardest, and then they want to make it multi-year.
That's great. So,
and then we got the Rural Hill Sheepdog Trials, I believe it's the 7th and 8th of November, the weekend before the Worlds. And that's always a great event. It's a great location, plenty of grass, and, to see all the sheep people. And they just love Carolina Dock Dogs. I can't imagine them having the sheep trials now in Huntersville, North Carolina, without Carolina Dock Dogs being there.
That's great. That's great. So you guys had a lot of fun this past weekend, the regionals at the Tin Wolf Inn. Put up some big numbers, big jumps. The weather didn't look like it was that great, but it didn't look like that slowed anybody down at all. How did you guys like it there?
Oh, I'll tell you, from the minute that I rolled in there, it was just awesome. I mean, Tammy and Rod Nimer, they just went over the top, the whole Kentucky Dock Dogs Club. I can't say enough about Scott Templeton and the Tin Wolf Inn. Scott visited many venues before, saw how the events were run, and they basically mimicked it to, this is going to be a grand event, and they didn't shortcut on anything. The weather, yeah, it did suck. There was a lot of mud, but, really and truly, I never heard nobody complain. The Dock Dogs staff was just teetotally awesome. They were up front. They told it like it was, and people accepted it and went on. And, I know people have seen the video of me and Deb. Hopefully they have seen the video of me and Deb doing Dueling Dogs, but it kind of started on Thursday night when we were doing that practice run. Deb was a little hesitant to do it, and so we run it, and, of course, the first time we run it, it was pretty close. Mr. Bentley won, and then the second time, Mr. Bentley figured it out, and Mercedes did too, and, he won by a whole length of a dog. No, but,
one-tenth of a second.
No, no, that was in our really run on Friday.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, hey, wait, let Deb tell the story, because I think maybe we'll get the truth then.
But anyway, we come off the dock and, you know, in practice, and, of course, you said, my big mouth is what messed up Mercedes, and, of course, Dropic had to put in there, you know, yeah, you could hear you in the next county. So when we really got into the duel on Friday, the first real duel, I had to tell the story because what's the announcer's name that we love so much? Always world
Scott.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Did you have Scott there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Scott was on the mic, and when he started announcing, he called out, and we started going up on the dock. He went, "Oh Lord, a household duel." You know, he played it. He done a great job at it. And then all of a sudden, there was bukus of people around the pool. And, of course, nobody was pulling for me, which is fine. I mean, you know, I'd rather pull for Deb. But it was just awesome. But we come off that dock, and Deb was hyped. And, you know, I could do this again. You know, she really fell in love with it. And, you know, there's going to be other duels, I guarantee you, coming down the road.
Oh, yeah, I've even thought of Jennifer and I possibly trying to do it on the dock, but the problem is I need a stage start with, you know, because Hallie's going to be so much faster than Cammy. I'm gonna need that little stage start like in drag racing, you know?
There you go. Well, that's why they have three lights, you know? Eventually, that's probably what it's going to turn into, but it's a great sport. It's a great add to the Dog Dog environment, and... But, you know, the main thing that I think a lot of people learn this weekend, and they've learned it other weekends at regionals, is till you get there and till you do it, you just fully don't understand the whole concept of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw some posts in the last few days about people, well, I really didn't want to try it, but after I tried it and saw how safe it was and have to worry about the dogs, you know, trying to cross over lanes and stuff like that, it's just... you can really get into it. I mean, you know, somebody that, like we are, you know, me especially, you know, I jump up and down and holler and all that good stuff. It just kind of fits my feel, you know.
Well, absolutely. And I think people still have to understand that, you know, even though we've talked about this for a while, this was only the maybe the fifth, sixth, seventh dueling dogs ever.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's still pretty new. It still needs I won't say needs. It's still going to get a lot of tweaks as everybody learns, as Doc Dogs learns about it, and you know all those little fine tuning things that have made all the other disciplines just what they are so great today.
Well, when Frank was going over the rules, and I got to give Frank kudos, man. I mean he said it to the point. He didn't pull nothing. He was point blank. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. You know, I don't want to hear it. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm standing over and I'm thinking to myself, guys, this is not really rocket science here. You know, when the green light comes on, you go.
Oh, right.
You want to try to time it out and all this. But one of the beautiful things that that come out of this, me and Dale both made the finals.
Cool.
So we left Sunday morning.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, and, you know, Deb at first was, are we really going to leave? I said, yep, Deb, that's our plan. You know, we're not going to mess up that. I can't handle coming in at 10 o'clock at night on Sunday and then getting up at 4:30 and driving for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And so everything just worked out perfect. But the beautiful thing about us leaving, that opened up a spot for another team, two teams. One of those teams got an invite to Worlds.
Awesome. That is awesome. So
that is
cool.
Awesome. I mean, when I saw that just, yep, I am tickled to death. You know, it just made me feel good, you know.
Well, good. Yeah, it's nice to share and see other people excel at things like that. And it is. It's such an exciting competition. And, you know, Grant was talking about it in a recent episode of Radio Doc Dogs about, you know, I can't wait to see it at Worlds. The excitement, it's going to be so grand. I can't wait.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. I mean, and people will be right there hollering for whatever dog they want to holler for. But you know, at the end of the day, I think they're hollering for both of them. I really do. You know, it's, they picked on me because they were hauling for Dale, but in essence, they were hauling for both the Mr. Bentley and Mercedes.
Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, that's Jay and Deb Harris with part one of my conversation with them. Jay did a lot of the talking there, but Deb was in there too. It's great to hear from both of them. They're such great Doc Dogs competitors. Been in the sport a long time. They are truly veterans, and they know what's going on, and they really know how to have fun at it, you know? That's probably the best way to explain it is those guys, if there's one thing they're good at Doc Dogs, they're good at having fun at Doc Dogs. And I think that shows in the conversation that I had with them, which we will pick up part two of that conversation in my episode next week, so make sure you tune in on that. We talked quite a bit, and we talked about some additional things, so I think you're going to enjoy that as well. That's it for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. Whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope you jump big, have fun, be safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.